Oh, good victory for us. Very, very proud of our football team. Obviously, this was a game we needed to qualify for the playoffs, so that's the first step. It started and ended with defense today. Defense is unbelievable. Starting up front, stopping a run, making one-dimensional, and just the sacks and the constant pressure. So great, probably one of our best performances of defense.
I feel great about the defense. I mean, it's fun to watch today. I just heard a stat. There was a little over 100 yards given up. That's incredible. The way that they got after Josh and that offensive line was fun to watch. When Clay's getting after like that, and obviously Pep and Mike Neal and Mike Daniels, those guys. That's the greatest asset for the back end is when the front four can get pressure without having to bring extra guys.
Well, I mean, it was a great team win. I mean, the Buccaneers, they're a really good football team. And it took all phases to get the job done from defense, offense, and special teams.
Yeah, I battled the flu the last couple of days pretty bad. And that's why I was surprised I hurt my calf, because I hydrated like no other. I had a great hydration test this week and was drinking a ton of water before the game. Unfortunately, the calf kind of gave up on me there.
You see the kind of warrior he is. I mean, he's battled whatever illness he's had the last couple of days, and then goes out and strains his calf during the first or second series, and he didn't want to come out. I was probably more affected by it than anybody with some of the play calls, but just really, really a gritty performance by Aaron.
He's competitive, that's what I love about him, and he's going to go out and he's going to give his best no matter what. He's going to play through pain, he's going to play through sickness. It's just great to see a teammate, going out there and putting his body on the line every down for you, and it's just great to play with him.
He fought through it, played extremely well, kept making plays for us, and we needed him out there, and he was able to stick it out and do that, but be very successful out there.
We've been here before. We know what this looks like. We got great veteran leadership. We got young guys that are totally bought in. It's about taking steps each and every week. Number one, winning the game and improving your quality of play, and we definitely did that today.
The greatest jump that we've seen from early in the season is the offensive line play has been so consistent. They've been healthy, and it's been the same group since week three. And because of that, there's a great continuity with those guys, and they're blocking their butts off. And Eddie is, he's got that deceptive speed. You look at him, he's a bowling ball, but he also can run away from some guys. So it was good to get him going. He had another good game. We were able to limit his carries and still get a lot of output out of him. So good effort by the line there, blocking so well, and we had a lot of time in the passing game.
Came around the top, got affected Josh McCown, ball's in the air. We always do ball drills. I high-pointed the ball, picked it off. I'm going to try it.
It's good to get the win today and make it all come down to the last game of the year. That's what that's what it's all about.
I mean, that allows you to control your own destiny, and that's what you want to look for going into the playoffs. And, that's what we worked hard for, dating all the way back to OTA. And like I said, we're looking forward, ready for the challenge. It's going to be a tough challenge. But, that's what the NFL is all about, and now we just got to keep going and keep pushing.
We want that home game, especially the way we played at home. You want to win the division. That's always, go one or two, make the playoffs and win the division and then see what happens from there. So it'll be a good game for us. It'll be a great atmosphere, and it'll be fun.
Detroit's playing really good. They're already in the playoffs. You got to win today at Chicago. They got a great defense, one of the best in the league, if not the best. They played really well on the back end. Obviously, Sue is one of the premier players in the league at any position. And they've been getting a lot of, a lot of pressure with their front four. And Coach Caldwell's done a great job of getting those guys to buy in and believe in each other. And obviously, they're playing really well.